3 o'clock hour. J.D. Davis covers the heck out of North Texas, the Mean Green with a new coach, and Eric Morris. Of course, Seth Luttrell was there out. We had Phil Bennett, among others. Katie Davis, the linebacker, also joining the show. But there's now a new staff with Eric Morris. And also the news yesterday, Jake Roberts, the tight end from North Texas, transferring to Baylor. And J.D. Davis now joins us at North Texas Eagle on Twitter. J.D., thanks for your time. Let's start with Jake Roberts. Your thoughts about him, the opportunity he has, and what kind of player. And I've heard he's also a heck of a good young man, too.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, I think you guys at Baylor are going to love the heck out of Jake Roberts. I mean, arguably, he was probably Seth Luttrell's biggest recruiting win in his time at North Texas. I mean, beat out schools like Colorado, Memphis, Tulsa. And, you know, Seth was the tight end coach for Rob Gronkowski back in the day. So Jake pretty quickly got the nickname Baby Gronk. And in his 3 short years at North Texas, I mean, I would say he definitely lived up to the nickname. He showed flashes the first 2 years, but this year it really really came together. When they went to the Conference USA Media Day, when they selected Jake to go, it was kind of surprising. You know, usually you don't see sophomores chosen for that type of stuff. But, you know, he definitely proved this year that there's a reason that he was selected. And not only does he kind of new school tight end, you know, receiver, but he also was one of the best blockers on the team this year as well. So, I mean, I think he's an all-around heck of a tight end. I think y'all are going to really like what you get out of him for sure.
J.D., how would you describe the portal and how that's affecting good, bad, or otherwise North Texas at the moment and Eric Morris as he tries to get this thing off the ground?
The portal itself, I like to describe as the wild, wild west. It's crazy. As far as North Texas goes, I mean, really, you know, I felt like Eric kind of had a bad hand, you know, the timing of coming in. But, you know, his top priority right off the bat was, you know, keeping the team together, because, you know, North Texas, the cupboard wasn't empty. The team wasn't broken. But, you know, that right when he got on campus, he had to recruit his own players. You know, and so far, you know, we only had a few deflections. So I feel like he's done a great job of keeping the team together as of now. I think as far as North Texas adding people through the portal, we've got some commits so far that kind of, I guess they're in stealth mode right now. I think they'll get it announced closer to the time school starts next Monday. We should hear some of those names start leaking out. But I think, you know, Coach Morris was pretty upfront, you know, that I guess when he got to UIW, maybe, you know, made some quick moves and stuff. And I felt like this time he's going to take it. He's, you know, want to take it a little slower. So I don't see a ton of additions through the portal right off the bat, maybe after spring, you know, filling some holes. But I think, you know, 3 or 4 portal ads maybe all we see from North Texas, you know, in this early cycle.
J.D., obviously he's not been the head coach for very long, but he is now, and Greg was discussing the portal. Let's discuss his staff. How has he pieced that together? What is not filled, if anything?
Yeah, you know, he was up front right from the first press conference. He was, you know, based around recruiting with Texas high school football ties, and y'all saw with Matt Rule at Baylor, you know, Texas high school football connections are second to none when recruiting the state of Texas. And as of right now, with what's been announced, I've got over 10 plus people on the staff that's on field and off field that have Texas high school football ties, whether coaching or playing. And he's got 3 former Texas high school football head coaches on the staff as well. Drew Sabota, Chris Gilbert, Josh Kirkland all had, you know, multiple stops as Texas high school football coaches. And just announced another former Texas high school football player, a name that y'all probably remember, Jason Smith, the offensive tackle. He was an intern last year, but has now been upgraded to an offensive analyst. So that's another one to add on the staff with, you know, Texas high school football ties.
Jason Smith, the former second overall pick in the draft by the Rams from Baylor, Jason Smith?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yep. He interned last year. Randy Clements, I think, was the connection that kind of brought him in. And then, you know, did his time last year as an intern, and like I said, now has been upgraded to an offensive analyst.
J.D., again, Davis covers North Texas, GoMeanGreen.com, with us on 365 Sports. Garrett, you have a question for him on Gilbert?
Yeah, what does Chris Gilbert bring to this team? I know his ties to the Metroplex and obviously Coach O as well. What did they do as far as recruiting? And that was an area that was really missed out by the previous staff. And what could it mean to kind of get into that hotbed that is the Metroplex?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw the state finals this year that Texas high school football is running through that South Dallas area right now. And I think Chris Gilbert and Coach O are two guys, Justin Owens, but better known as Coach O. I think those two guys probably have more connections and more ties in that area than anywhere. And North Texas, I would say back in the day, we had a little more kind of slipped off, you know, with the SMU doing the Dallas thing. They kind of have tapped into that South Dallas Metroplex area. So hopefully, you know, Chris Gilbert and Coach O, with all the connections they've got, are going to be able to help this staff, you know, get in there and make some headway. I know they're battling for some kids right now in South Dallas that, as the National Signing Day approaches. So hopefully those two guys can get you some doors and, you know, get you the conversations with some kids you weren't able to the past few years.
What was the name when we were in school, and JD, I was in school many decades prior before you even under school what school was, but what was the name of that table that we had to learn, like iron? What was the name of that? What was the name of that?
I'm reading this. Periodic table.
Periodic table. Is that almost like trying to figure out who's in what conference right now in college football with all the shift coming up this next summer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was on the phone earlier with the guy that runs the Go Mean Green website, and the conference schedule came out, and I was like, there was some of these teams I didn't even know they were in Conference USA. So, yeah, it's hard to keep up with that for sure. I didn't, like I said, Jacksonville State, I think, was one of the ones I was like, I had no clue that they were in Conference USA moving forward. So I think it's going to definitely take some getting used to figuring out who's where as we move into the next season.
Well, and then the American Conference, right? They're losing people but gaining people, and that includes North Texas.
Absolutely. And as a guy that covers North Texas, I'm excited to cover us moving into that. We've seen with Tulane this year, Memphis, what they've done. They're losing some talented programs, but I think at the same time, there's some very talented programs staying, and I'm excited to see what North Texas can do competing in that. I mean, North Texas made the conference championship this year in the Conference USA, but I think we all can agree that the American is definitely a step up. So I think that Coach Morris and the staff got their work cut out, you know, upgrading the roster. Like I said, I don't think it's nowhere near a total rebuild, but there'll definitely need to be some changes and some upgrades in some areas to be able to make the jump to the next conference. Because, like I said, we've seen with Tulane this year. I mean, they went in and beat a very talented, you know, USC team. So definitely going to have to take a step up for sure.
One question I have for you on North Texas. One of our favorite people of all time was their defense coordinator in Phil Bennett. And obviously there's Jim Gush and many others that were there. And you mentioned Jason Smith, the former Baylor offensive lineman. How often did you get to interact with Phil Bennett, and what were those interactions? How were those?
To be honest, I never did. That's one of the interviews that I always wanted to have. One of my friends got to interview him while we were there, and I told him that Phil Bennett's the guy that I could sit there and just listen and talk for hours about, you know, whatever it was. Every time he was on y'all's show before he came to North Texas, I made sure to tune in if I wasn't already listening. But Phil Bennett did great things at North Texas. He came in and took a defense that was one of the worst defenses in the country and you know, upgraded them in every facet. And but yeah, that's one interview that I always said I wish I could have got while he was here, but it just never worked out. But yeah, I love Phil Bennett. Like I said, I think he and his staff did a great job turning that defense around while he was there.
I tell you what we're going to do, though, because he still has so much knowledge, even though the staff changes. I'm going to set that up for you. I'm going to set that up for you to get Phil Bennett, okay?
That is awesome. I appreciate it.
No, I really will. Thank you, JD, again, on Jake Roberts transferring to Baylor. Hell of a story behind the scenes about, Seth Luttrell, Coach Rob Gronkowski called him Big Gronk, and also North Texas headed the American Conference. Baby Gronk. North Texas headed to the American Conference, and also coming off the year that they had. JD, thanks for your time. Again, JD Davis, who covers North Texas with us.